I want to talk to our good friend, Dr. John B., because I know that this was... Boy, the Notre Dame game seems like a while ago. It does, but this was a tough weekend for Spartan fans, and by default, I know it was tough for him, at least in terms of the outcome of the football game. He joins us now. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Dave, and that was tough. I think, you know, when you've been on top of the world for a number of years, it's kind of tough, and then in that overtime to kind of get defensively overwhelmed by Indiana, it just... When you even say it, it doesn't sound like it's possible. But Rome fell, and that game happened. So there's always going to be another game and another year. So you kind of look at it, what are we doing for this year? What are we looking to for next year? And basically just keep calm and realize we're not in heaven yet, and you can't win every game, every year, all the time. So it's part of life. Just do the best you can. Respect the kids. Hope they do better next round, and the best may be just may not win every game, but it certainly may be show good effort.
And we may not have to hold the pass as the 300 against the Persians either every single time out, because you it becomes a wearying kind of thing. But it's tough. Is it a mark, Doc, you think, of how far we've come here with Michigan State fans and expectations that 2-2, in some years you'd say, wow, we have a lot to play for. It's pretty darn exciting. 2-2 now means you're kind of off the table for a national championship, likely for the playoff as well. It's going to be a struggle getting to Indianapolis for the Big Ten, but that's how far expectations have gone.
I don't think there's any question, Dave, and I can honestly tell you that I'm now looking for them just to do the best they can, move forward, take one game at a time. I'm looking very forward to the BYU national game, and I think it'll be a fun thing to see how everybody responds. And one of the nice things about even losing a game, you can look at a few plays, like when Corley could have caught a touchdown pass, dropped the ball. You look at a few things that could have happened to change the game. But, hey, it happened. We won a ton of games when they were on the line, and this just happened to be one that was lost. So we go to the next game, and we respect the players, respect the team, the coaches, and do the best we can.
One game at a time, a famous Spartan once said that, and it's carried over. One day at a time, sometimes in a marriage, when the spouse – is reacting to another who either always has to be right or is really overbearing and has that kind of, I guess you would say, controlling factor over every aspect of family life. That's not an easy situation, but sometimes it takes two to get to that point, too. Isn't that accurate?
Well, that's true, but if you're with someone, the interrupter, the one who yells higher than you do, does some bullying, demeans you, makes it on attacks on you as a person, fault finder, chronic manipulator, nitpicker, it can be difficult if you don't have a bag of resources to be able to defend yourself, and you can end up being the self-deprecating mouse, you know, just sitting there taking it and just absorbing it. But in the long run, that's as destructive for the fault finder and bullier as it is for the person who's having it happen to them. So if you're in that situation, you really do need to find some strategies and some techniques. You know, first of all, taking a deep breath, making statements like, you know, everyone has an opinion, you know, we just disagree, and then even doing some, you know, active listening. Well, what do you mean? You're really that upset about that? Is this that big of a thing? And you're really, these types of things. Or even also some I statements, you know, I get my feelings hurt when you're calling me an idiot, you know, whatever it might be.
Sure.
Just trying some techniques and strategies to stand up for self, because ultimately the bully will just get worse over time. The bully doesn't tire of being a bully. The bully enjoys being a bully and will continue, particularly if the life is difficult, if there are bad things occurring or perceived bad things, then the person to take it out on is the spouse. And this happens too much in people that really started off right, somehow got into this type of a role, and there's really a need to just stand up for self.
Do you think that normally starts before a marriage? Do you think that the cards are in place for that generally right from the get-go, or does it evolve over time?
Well, I think it goes both ways. I mean, there are some bully types that, if you want to use that word, that are that way from the beginning. The problem is people change, so the person who's being bullied eventually tires of it. And then there are just people that kind of, as time goes on, they get into the role of the nitpicker. you know, we stereotypically see this with the older couple that they're just picking at each other over, you know, whatever, you know, hopefully don't join that group, by the way. But so I think it goes both ways. But there are people that just by nature are controlling. And they also, they may be very talented in life. They may be very successful, may be very attractive, someone looked up to as a powerful figure. And they don't realize that in a marriage, it's really a 60-40 each way to have it work. So if you can kind of control and even dominate most aspects of your outside life, that doesn't mean you'll at all be successful in the intimacy of a relationship in your home.
Doc, I got to tell you a very short story. Many, many years ago, I was paired in a golf event with two very senior people who were in their 80s, but still golfing, husband and wife. And, you know, they were doing okay. The guy gets stuck over on the side, but, you know, by the junk, and he starts to swing the club, and he accidentally comes through so slow, he accidentally hits the ball twice. Okay, it hits off the face and then hits again, and nobody says anything. He goes, okay. So this is literally like 2 hours later. We're finishing up the round. We're walking back. We look at each other's scorecards. The event's wrapping up, and she leads over, and she goes, that was a nice shot, TC. I saw that. She was referring to a pro golfer, TC Chen, who had done the same thing on tour and been penalized, and he was crushed. And I thought, oh, I wonder how this goes the rest of the day, the rest of the life. But the nitpicking can go – I mean, it can be a something like that. It could be a waiting to zing, or it can be nonstop, right?
Well, it can. I always make a general statement. Any communication, will this statement get me what I'm really looking for?
Mm.
Meaning, if I want someone to help me, I'm not going to get much help if I'm calling them an idiot, a dummy, don't know what time it is. You know, you need two people to put in a light bulb. That's not a good strategy to gain respect or to have someone who wants to help you. You may control for a period of time, but the person who's being controlled resents that and is over time becomes very unhappy. So there's really a need for the bully and the bullied to be able to make some accommodations. But in order to stop the bully sometimes, the bullied has to be willing to stand up for self and find some strategies. And I do a lot of that in my work, or just the road of life, you see, where eventually someone says, you know, no mas, no more of this. We need to move on. We need to be more of a team if we're going to survive, because you can win every argument in a marriage for 10 years and the person just leaves you high and dry and says, you know, I'm just done with this. I've had enough of this. And just one quick story. I think I may have said to you before, a couple that have been married 30 years, you know, they came to my office one time, and this fellow was eloquent, overwhelming on every point. She stood up, said, Dr. Braccio, no disrespect to you, he's won every argument, and I'm done. and she left. And the funny thing.
That's it, huh? Yeah.
That was it. And I remember at the time, you know, he said, you see? And I said, well, yeah, hold on. You know, you've got to work on this whole thing differently. And, you know, he said I could make that comment. But they were able to talk. You know, once the person says enough is enough and they mean it, then it becomes critical to see, is the person who is really the bully, are they really willing to work, or are they just that personality and they're not going to change? They have to be right.
And that can, and which at times of a critical decision can be maybe a wonderful thing, but if it's 24/7, 365, that can be an overpowering and overbearing thing as well. Well, Regional Psychological Services is where we find, for lo these many years, our good friend Dr. John Braccio, that's in East Lansing. Of course, the podcast here, this will exist very shortly there. You can click on it. DrJohnB.com, easy to find. Overall, we always enjoy talking to you. And I want to say good luck this week, the BYU game. I hope you are right. It turns out to be a good football game. And if not a good football game, this turns out to be a win for MSU because, my goodness, they can use it right now.
Yes, and it's going to be fun anyway. How does that sound?
There it is. It's a good
Enjoy
positive
the competitors.
Way. All right. Dr. John B., good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
We'll visit with you next week.